everybody. Okay, so I think I know everybody from IPE, which I'll be doing again this January 2015. As you may or may not know, IPE is required for first-year students. Actually, I think you probably know that. It's optional for second-year students, and I really strongly encourage as many second-year students to participate as possible. We would love for you, every one of you, I would love for every one of you and every one of your classmates to participate in this January's IPE. There are alternatives if you choose not to, but frankly, I think the IPE is much more fun than all the others. Of course, I teach the others too. So, I'm 95% sure, I would say. I guess I'm on tape, so I should be more sure, but I'm 95% sure that the topic is going to be looking at Governor Snyder's recent proposal to increase the number of immigrant visas in the Metro Detroit region or city of Detroit. So it's an immigration issue that has all sorts of very interesting and important international elements. There's a federal, state, local component. It's a real policy issue that's going on right now. It cuts across all sorts of sectors, all sorts of interests. There are people who favor it and people who oppose it. So I think it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to hit into a lot of the interests that many of you have. I've gotten a lot of feedback from international students to be sure that it's relevant and important to international students. I'm really going to need a lot of help from many of you in sort of better understanding perspectives and so on. So please, if you'd like to talk to me about IPE beforehand, come and do that. But when it's time to register, you won't be registering now, but I won't talk to you very much about it before it comes up, because you'll have to come to the workshops and so on. So anyway, please do IPE, or consider doing IPE in January 2015. Fall semester, I'm doing the Applied Policy Seminar and the Project Skills Workshop. Applied Policy Seminar, for those who don't know the details, is a semester-long supervised team consulting project. So teams of 3 to 6 students work with a real-world client that I identify and work with beforehand to sort of scope out the projects. And then you work over the course of the semester with your teammates, with me, with the client, to do a project, typically culminating in a report and a final presentation to the client. We've had 41 different clients over the last 6 years, and about, I wish I remember how many students have participated. A lot of students and a lot of teams and a lot of work has gone into these. And so if you go on the Ford School website, you'll see some of the results of some of the previous semester's Applied Policy Seminar projects. It's a fantastic way to kind of pull together your Ford School experience, go really deep into an issue, get to know a client organization really well, and produce something tangible. Everybody wants to come out of school with something to show for it, right, other than just a degree. So you can make a real difference in a policy area with a real policy organization. And frankly, it's a great thing to talk about in a job interview. Lots and lots of alums have come back and said, you know, my conversation with my now employer was really just made possible by this project that I was then able to use as a way of talking about my experience, my skills, my background, and so on. So, you know, it's a great educational experience, and it's also a great career opportunity. And next fall, I have a couple of clients lined up already. I know we'll be doing a project with the U.S. Justice Department, a project with GAO. These are repeats. Probably a project with Washtenaw County looking at consolidating services. I won't know exactly for sure until the summer, because I'm working with a lot of clients to figure out right now just what projects we're going to do. But if you're interested, let me know. Email me, and I will email you the project list as soon as I have it. It should probably be by the end of May. Okay? Any questions on the Applied Policy Seminar? All right. Then the companion course that goes with that is the Project Skills Workshop. This is a one-credit course. If you're in the Applied Policy Seminar, you're required to concurrently enroll in Project Skills. And if you, even if you're not in the Applied Policy Seminar, you can still do Project Skills. So in other words, Project Skills is required for Applied Policy Seminar students, and it's available to other students who wish to take that as well. And that's a half semester class. It meets once a week, typically Fridays when other class conflicts are minimal. And we go through a number of skills that alums, employers, people from the world have suggested to us are very important skills for MPPs to have, but that typically don't get taught much in the core curriculum. So things like team building and collaboration, writing professional reports. This semester we did a reading effectiveness class. We also did a workshop on geographic information systems. So it's kind of a hodgepodge of different topics that are critical for the Applied Policy Seminar, and we think also really important for you as you go out and do your work. So again, Project Skills Workshop is only a half semester, and it's a one-credit course. If you have any questions about that, feel free to come and talk to me or email me about those as well. Okay, any questions? Yeah. You can take that in lieu of IP, and I believe that's still that will still be the requirement. Yeah, yeah, as second years. Yeah. Yep, and the intention is that that will be taught both fall and winter. Obviously, you know, plan to miss, like, if you're going to take the IP, take the IP. But if you can't, then APS is also going to be taught in the